Hey. It's a new day.
I can't hear you. Hey, it's fresh.
Fresh anointing.
It's flowing my
way.
Oh, and it's a season of
power.
Come on, come on. And prosperity. Yeah, it's a new season. Listen, oh, I'm breaking out. The devil's time is up, no longer can he bother me. Cause the creator of the universe, he fathered me. It's transferable, your children's children will be free. It's a new season.
It's a new season.
If you don't know by now, you need to know it's Jubilee. Your debts are canceled and children walk in victory. It's so available to you right now. Taste and see, it's a new season, see.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing. Flowing my way. Yeah, it's a season of power.
Yeah, prosperity. It's a new season, and yes, it's coming. One more time, come on.
Say it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Fresh anointing
flowing my way. Yes, it's a season of
power.
Oh, and prosperity.
It's a new season.
It's a new season, say.
It's a new season.
It's a new season, yeah.
It's a new season.
It's a new season, yeah.
It's a new season.
It's a new season.
It's a new season.
Sing it again, sing it again.
It's a new season.
Oh, it is, oh, it is.
It's a new season.
Come on, let me hear you. Oh,
it's a new season.
Lift your voice, say.
It's a new season.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a new season.
Listen, say increase, increase in the Holy Ghost. Increase, increase in the Holy Ghost. Increase, increase in the Holy Ghost. Say this, oh, and nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it. Increase, increase in the Holy Ghost. Increase, increase in
the Holy Ghost.
Say it, say it. Increase, increase
in the Holy Ghost.
Nothing. Nothing can stop that. Nothing can stop it. Increase, increase in the Holy Ghost. Increase,
increase in the
Holy Ghost. Come on, sing it again. Increase, increase
in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, nothing can stop that. Nothing
can stop it.
Say increase, increase in the Holy Ghost. Increase,
increase.
That's your story. Say increase, increase in the
Holy Ghost.
Yeah, nothing can stop it. If you believe it, would you stand on your feet and lift your hands to heaven today and declare nothing can stop that, nothing can stop that.
Increase, increase in the Holy Ghost.
Increase, increase
in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, nothing can stop that. I'm gonna lift those hands all over this place. Nothing can stop your increase.
Nothing can stop
your increase. Cause angels are going forth to get your harvest today. Say, angels is going forth to get your harvest today.
Yeah,
yeah. And angels are going forth to get your harvest today. Declare it, declare it. And angels are going forth to get my harvest today. I know it will. Angels are going forth to get my harvest today. So bring it on back. So bring it on back. So bring it on back. Now bring it on back. Yeah, increase, increase in the
Holy Ghost.
Increase,
increase in the Holy Ghost.
Increase,
increase in the Holy Ghost.
Nothing can stop it.
Wow. You know, there's nothing that can ever stand in your way word of God, the message of faith. When you put your faith out and believe God, God honors your faith. He honors your faith. You know, this whole time since the previous session and just going on, it's like being wave after wave of God speaking to His people. You can take your seats for a moment. But I want you to understand this. Every wave that comes in these meetings, we get what God's got for us out of it. It's almost like a surfer on an ocean. The waves coming and crashing on the shoreline. We ride a wave and we get the message that God has for us. As we go into these next hours, I want you to understand the power of God is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. We're setting us up here. We're setting ourselves up for supernatural manifestations. We're going to see what God's going to do. As the word grows on the inside of us, as our faith is built up, God takes us and God moves us to a place. My whole journey, let me say it this way. My whole journey of my life, I've always understood it's the same faith for the little things as it is for the big things. There's no difference in the amount of faith. The difference is that I grow in an understanding and the revelation of my faith. So when I come into His presence, I can tap into more of what He has for me than maybe I could have tapped into previously, because I have grown. I've grown in an understanding of it, and I've grown in an expectation. And that's what these hours are all about. These hours are to take you into a place of what God has for you. Because as my good friend Pastor Nikki is going to come and even minister right now, I want you to be at a place of expectancy for God to do something in your life, whether it's in the area of finances, whether it's in the area of your physical body, whether it's in the area of your soul and your understanding and deep inside of you. Whatever you're hurting, whatever you're battling with, whatever area, there's different waves, different people respond differently. And that's what I love about going on and on hour after hour, because there might be a particular hour that you say, well, you know, that was great, but this is what I need. And God always comes through for you. That's the beautiful thing. He always gives you a nugget. He gives you a pearl. And you just draw everything from Him. I feel His presence here this morning. When I came to understand the power of the Word of God, and please understand, I'm still trying to understand it in totality, but I came into a revelation of the Word of God that would help me move mountains and help me shift things in the supernatural. It took me to another place. And that's what I love about each speaker. Each speaker has an anointing for a different part of the fruit salad. And man, I love fruit salad. But you know, a fruit salad is not a fruit salad without the strawberries, without the pawpaws, without, you know, each piece of the fruit salad has to be put together that you can enjoy it. And then, you know what? My favorite part of the whole fruit salad is the ice cream that goes on top, or the cream. Are you getting a little hungry here now? Okay. It's like a You put that blob of ice cream, you put that cream on the top. And have you ever seen anyone who eats a fruit salad, they'll always take a little bit of the cream and some fruit. Or a little bit of the ice cream and some fruit. And you'll enjoy it. And I've come to realize that as we grow in God's Word, there's times in my life where I need the revelation of the Word of God to come and speak into this area for me to step out the boat and believe in the area of, you know, this particular thing, or that particular thing, or this particular thing. And this is what I love. I love the fact that God is so gracious, that at a moment of the day when I might be weak in the area of my finances, He just comes and He lifts me and He says, here's the word for today for you. And He just builds your faith. I might be weak in the area of my physical body and I might be fighting something. And it's like God just comes and says, here's the word for you. Stand on it and receive your strength. Every one of us have needs, let's be honest. As I've traveled the world and as I've preached in many different places, I've come to realize this, and this is what I want you to understand, then I'm going to invite my friend to come and minister. There are five areas in our lives that every one of us is facing at some point or the other a challenge in one of those particular five areas. There's a challenge spiritually. You say, what does that mean? Well, you're either saved or you're unsaved. You face a spiritual challenge, no matter who you are. If you're unsaved, you've got a spiritual challenge. If you're saved, you know Jesus Christ is personal Lord and Savior, you've got victory in that area. Are you understanding me? There's another key area, which is the area of your emotions. The inside of you. You might be facing a challenge personally with something, hurt, pain, abuse, something that's happened to you in that soulish realm, in that area internally, and you face a challenge with it. But if we go across the audience and if I asked every one of you to raise your hand, how many of you are not born again this morning, it wouldn't be all the hands, it would be a few. Because some of us have got the victory in that area already. But if we came and we started ministering, as the ladies did with Higher Life and the recordings they did and all of that, if we start talking about the soul and we start talking about your emotions and your will and all of those parts, emotion inside of you, there are people that are fighting things. But it's not everybody. There's people that are and there's people that aren't. If I talk to you about your physical body, and that's what this week's also about, is the physical body, because it's about all five of these areas. The physical body, what's amazing for me is that not everybody might be sick. Not everybody might have a need physically. But each one of us might have something in particular. And then if I look at this from a mental perspective, which is the fourth area, and if I ask you, well, you know, are you mentally okay? You might look at me and say, well, Pastor, are you mentally okay? People battle with mental blockages and mind problems, and that's the fourth key area. And Vessel, you know this from ministering. And all of us as pastors, there's these four key areas that when we stand up here, we're wanting to touch base on all of these different things. And I'm sharing this with you because I'm wanting you to understand. The one key area, which is the fifth key area, is the area of finances. Five areas. If I had to ask you the same question, how many of you could do with more financially? How many of you are having a financial struggle or you need a breakthrough in God in the area of your finances? Wherever I've traveled, what I've found out is this. The financial realm is the number one need in the body of Christ. You're looking at me like you don't believe me right now. It's the number one need. It's the place where we have to learn to break free. We have to break into a new realm in the area of finances. And today I just feel, Pastor Nikki, that we need a minister into that area. I said it for this reason, because I know God's given you something. But I want us to not have a blockage because of some thought process. When you start talking about money and you start talking about finances, everyone, you know, well, let's change the channel, let's get quiet, let's do something. No, no. Understand, it's the number one need in the body of Christ around the world, where people need a breakthrough and a victory in the area of their finances. And I know over these next few moments of this broadcast, the power of God is going to come and set you free and touch you in the area of your finances. Because revelation is going to come forth from heaven. The message of faith is going to be ignited inside of you. And you know what it's going to do? I believe this without a shadow of a doubt. It's going to set us up for what God's about to do, to bring this whole week to a conclusion with signs, wonders, and miracles. The Bible says, prove me now by this and test me, says the Lord of hosts. Watch what I'll do for you. Watch what I'll do. I've seen the miracle working power of God financially. I've seen the wisdom of God come in financially. And today, wherever you're watching from and wherever you are in this auditorium, I want you to get ready. If you are battling, if you are fighting something inside of your life in this particular area, I want you to have an open window and an open heart right now for what's about to come forth. Are you ready? No, you gotta work with me a little bit. Are you ready? Are you ready to go to a new level? Are you ready to have areas in your life dealt with and help you break free in this particular field? We spoke about it before the meeting, and I felt so strongly that what God started in the last session and yesterday evening, we're going to push on with the doctrine and the power of the Word of God to see people set free in this area. Don't change your dial. Don't change your channel. Get ready, because God is about to release a Holy Ghost power message that's about to shake you. It's about to move you into a dimension of understanding, a supernatural release of the blessing of God over your life. That's what we feel. That's what's coming. I want you to stand to your feet right now. I want you to get ready. I want you to get ready for what God is about to do. Come on, lift your voices right now. Lift your voices right now. Get ready, get ready, get ready. God's about to do something over your life. I want you to make a declaration this morning. I want you to say, Lord, I'm ready to be challenged. I'm ready. Speak into my life. Set me free. Deliver me. Move me into all that you have for me. In prosperity, in blessing, in abundance, because 2019 is the year of abundant harvest, and I step into it right now. I get ready to receive all that